Rightio, Spuddy Boy. Here we've got a coach now who I believe is going to guide that team, his particular team, to the top eight. I'm very, very confident about that. One of those teams is the Cowboys. I think will be playing finals football. The other team I'm most certain will is the Warriors. I'm pleased to say the coach Nathan Brown joins us. G'day, Brownie.
Hey, Joel. How are you, pal?
Mate, I'm going very well. And are you sharing the same confidence as me? I just think the in of Adam Fanua Blake, the in of Ben Murdoch, Masilla, Kane Evans. Geez, you've recruited well.
Yeah, look, we certainly feel like we've added to the squad quite well there, Joel. And, you know, it's sort of a lot of our, you know, how far we go and success level probably come through probably some players that are, you know, been at the club for, you know, the last 12 or 18 months. You know, young Chanel Tavita at halfback, Wade Egan at hooker, young Ellie Katoa, those younger players, how much growth we get out of those will probably play a fair impact on where we get to, because I think we all know Adam Fanua Blake's going to play very good, and, you know, Benny Murdoch's been, you know, been a good player now for a period of time, so they're very, very sort of, they've got a lot of experience about them. We need to get really good growth out of our younger players, and if we get that, we feel with the recruits we've got, we can certainly give people something to think about.
Yeah, Brownie, Spud Carroll, mate, firstly, congrats on the position. I think it's a magnificent pickup for the Warriors. You must sit back sometimes in amazement and the natural talent you have in front of you and think, oh, my God, this is incredible. Is there a kid who stands out at the moment, which is you can't wait to watch?
Yeah, look, there's probably a few younger ones there, Spud. You know, Peter O'Sullivan's been over there now, probably coming into his sort of third year, you know. So, you know, Ellie Katoa's probably the first of the younger players that he signed. And there's a few sort of younger front rowers that I'm sure you'd like, Spud, being the position you played. And there's probably sort of seven or eight of them, Spud, that, you know, we probably might not see this year, but in 18 months' time, there's any sort of number of kids that certainly look very likely. You know, Pete's obviously had a good reputation in recruiting at his last three clubs he's been at, and his probably real group of players is probably, you know, not far from playing. But whether we see any this year, mate, apart from young Ellie Katoa, who played the amount of games he did last year, is probably, we're not sure yet. There's a couple of young backs, Viliami Valea, he's a young outside back, Rocco Berry, there's a couple of backs, they've been training with the full-time squad, and, you know, they've got to play some footy this year, like all young kids last year, they all missed that 12 months of their development, so, you know, where they get to, but I'm not really sure this year, but we've certainly got a crop of kids there that, you know, with a good year of footy up at Redcliffe and in the Q Cup, they'll certainly develop, and we'll certainly hear about a few of them down the track.
Yeah, as a coach, like, I've never been a coach, but when you get a club like this, we know that the Warriors have amazing talent for scoring tries, but defensively, some days they can win by 40 and then they can lose by 40. Is that one thing as a coach, mate, you've gone there to really dictate in defence and then attack will come?
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, that's probably like, you know, all the clubs, you know, we've had the Warriors, you know, have played, I think it's one finals game in 9 years. You know, the Cowboys have had their sort of last 3 years aside the Joel you just mentioned. And generally when sides are consistently not making the playoffs, but, you know, generally, you know, that consistent word is probably, you know, generally a fair part of it. And the other part of it, a bit of it comes down to is recruitment as well, you know. And I've probably been, you know, like Todd Payton, there's probably some good young ones coming through at the Cows. Now with these good younger players coming through, it certainly helps that, you know, clubs that aren't in the 80, if players like Adam Fanua Blake recognise there's some really good young talent coming through, they're more likely to want to join you, because all those sort of top-line players, as you know yourself, when you ventured over to Manly, you went there because you thought you were a chance of doing well, didn't you? So, you know, with young players developing, the big challenge we all have, obviously, is getting that consistently quick. And if you don't get it, obviously, the part of the game they all find the hardest is the defensive part. So that's something that all of us as coaches really strive for, especially with those younger players.
As far as brains go, rugby league brains, I don't know too many better than this trilogy, Nathan Brown, Gus Gould and Peter O'Sullivan. You've spoken about Peter. How's Gus been for you, Brownie?
Yeah, I think we're all weirdos, Joel, so we all drive each other mad.
Yes.
You know, good. There's a lot of experience there, isn't there? Gus is probably in the... I was saying the other day, people like Gus, Brian Smith, you know, Timmy Sheens, Wayne Benning, yeah, they've been across, you know, four decades of rugby league, you know. So, you know, they've got a wealth of experience and, you know, they've seen lots of different things and they've seen the game change and, you know, sometimes what's old's new, and with the game quickening up now, you know, there's things that, you know, from the past years in that sort of period in the 90s, the late 90s, early 90s, you know, early 2000s, you know, things can reinvent themselves again, you know. So having people those experiences, and, you know, Pete was playing at the Dragons in the early 80s and obviously ventured into the coaching and then recruiting, you know. So when you've got that much experience, you know, those types of people have seen lots of things, so always good to bounce ideas off, and they're not frightened, obviously, to give their point of view neither.
No, absolutely right. And Brownie, I'll tell you what, this is all the stuff on the field, but off the field it's been a challenge for the Warriors, but it's been a challenge for your family personally. Like, you've got a big family, many kids, a beautiful wife in Tanya now. You've been living overseas, and the amount of change that you've had to go through. Now, all of a sudden, you're the Warriors coach, and being a Warriors coach would normally mean that you're living and residing in New Zealand. What's going on with the Brown family? Have you started life in New Zealand, or have you got the family still in Queensland? What's going on?
Yeah, well, what happened was, Joel, it's been an interesting sort of period of time. You know, obviously, the COVID has a different effect in some different ways. Mm. So I had 2 months in New Zealand by myself before Christmas, and then I came home and had a couple of weeks with the family. Then I ventured to Tamworth for a month by myself because we had that camp there for a month. And my young bloke, Jacko, we came out there for 2 or 3 weeks and hung about and played, you know, got up to mischief out there with the players.
Good
and
on
then,
him.
And then we left Tamworth now, and then we ventured to Terrigal. So we've been at Terrigal for the past month, you know. So it's been a little bit of a different type of setup the sort of past period. But at the moment, the wife and kids, Joe, they're living in Cronulla in your turf. And until sort of the team's based in Auckland, it's not really worth them moving here until I'm based there with the club.
Well, you can tell them, Brownie. I know it is tough on the kids. Well, I went to 11 schools, so, you know, there's a gift in. Sometimes the best gifts come badly wrapped. There are gifts in it. It's a tricky time for them, but mate, they'll sort it out and it'll be good for them down the track. Jermaine Tenor Brown, I'm a big rap on him, this young kid as well. How's he tracking along?
Yeah, he's another one of those names. I didn't mention all the names, though. Them younger ones, I said they're developing. You know, Jermaine's one of those. He played 20 games last year, I think it was, or 18 games. And yeah, Jermaine's definitely, we've seen some good growth in Jermaine. You know, again, just through experience of last year and another pre-season and, you know, another time, you know, just played with the All-Stars again, as he did last year. So we're certainly expecting Jermaine to grow on last year, you know. And, you know, Adam Pompey was another young back that played last year, played a dozen or so games at the back end of last year. You know, they're the guys that I was talking about that are going to have a real big impact on where our year gets to, because at the end of the day, the growth that they've got in them is going to be where we get really good growth out of our squad, because, you know, we sort of know what Adam Pennell Blake's going to do, and Blake's like that. So, but Jermaine, mate, he's track along nicely, and he's, you know, he'll be finding himself somewhere in that 17 for round one.
At least now you're going to have quite a few supporters just backing the Warriors. Last year they backed, you know, everyone got on the back of them, because without the Warriors, mate, we had no game. So it must be interesting now to go to a game now with more support from more Australians backing the Kiwis.
Yeah, well, they were sort of everyone's second team last year, the Warriors, and it'd probably be really great for us there, Spud. If, you know, obviously, you know, I don't think we're going to be going home anytime soon. So, you know, we've got our first sort of home game up at Central Coast at Blue Tongue Stadium on Saturday, Arvo, at 3 o'clock, you know. So all the sort of people out there that sort of rate us as their second team, and all the Aussie Kiwis, you know, we'd love to get a lot of them just come to the game, you know, to help support the club, because financially, you know, our owners, we've got private owners, and the hit they take during COVID because of the football club is not easy on them, and they're great supporters of not only the Warriors, but they've been, you know, Vortex have been, you know, great supporters of the New Zealand Rugby League game for a long, long time. So any fans that, you know, as I said, we are a second team, it'd be great if we can get plenty of bums on seats at Blue Tongue Stadium in the coming weeks.
There's an Australian fan pass, which I'll get to in a moment, that the Warriors fans or the second Warriors fans can check out as well. Before you go, Brownie, two things. I think you tick most of the boxes to go as far as you want to go, to be honest with you. Big, strong wingers, great outside backs. Young Chanel Harris-Tavita is going to be a superstar down the track. The number one's a gun, we know that. He's a professional. We expect him to have a big season as well. I'll get to him in a second, but the number nine, you had a few issues in the trials game. Are you settled on your number nine for round one yet?
Well, yeah, Wade Egan's fitness will be, it'll determine that there, Joel. We unfortunately lost Carl Lawton, who in the preseason with the ruptured Achilles before Christmas. So he played a lot of nine last year, and he, you know, complained numbers of positions. And now we've got, you know, Wade is our, you know, they're our two, our number one and two hookers in the club. So Wade sort of only played a couple of minutes against the Titans and got a bit of an elbow problem, but that's, it's not bad news for him, Jolie. Whether he's fit for round one, we'll see, but it's certainly not a long-term injury, which is a real blessing for the club.
And Roger, he's going to try and go out in style, I dare say. I actually played Roger's dad the other day, Johnny, in touch, and he's, mate, he just still destroys them as well. So I've got no doubt in the world that Roger is going to want to go out with a bang. Is that how you're feeling things at the moment?
Yeah, look, he's a good guy, Roger. Trains and prepares well, and he's not gonna let himself or the club down through lack of commitment. His commitment's first class, and you know, and the All Blacks wouldn't sign a player of that type of ilk that was going to let the club down. Yeah, they're obviously a club that the All Blacks are obviously very, very strict on who they allow into their organisation, and then someone of Roger's character, you know, they've so obviously welcomed him with open arms, and as much as we'd like him to have a great year for us, I think the All Blacks would like him to have a great year for us as well, because they're the types of people they want in their organisation.
Well, Brownie, we appreciate your time. As I said, I'm very, very bullish on the fact the Warriors will be playing finals, and a big reason for that is that you're there. So congratulations on the appointment, mate. We'll be cheering you on this year.
Thanks, fellas.